It's warming up in Central Valley tree nut orchards, and any employees out in the field need to be aware of heat illness. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Isom is president of the Western Agricultural Processors Association. He notes that he and other associations put together a special kit for supervisors in the field with other employees and field workers.
We put the toolkits out as a way to try to help, especially the field people, make sure they're doing the trainings, make sure they've got the up-to-date materials, their plan, their maps on how to get to people in case there's an incident, which, you know, we hope that there's not, but we want to make sure that all that material is right there, so we put it in a plastic case that the foremen can carry in their trucks, make it real easy. It has the training materials, you know, from Cal OSHA right in there, plus our tailgate topics.
Which, of course, has very useful and critical information that they like to distribute to all the people in the field.
Especially when we get into the high heat procedures, they've got materials on how to recognize heat illness, what to do to prevent heat illness, things like that. Out there.
And temperatures are definitely warming up throughout the Central Valley, said Isom.
I think we're going to have our first 100-degree day here in not too far future. So, you know, it's been pretty cool. And so guys haven't really got too acclimated. We want to make sure they're paying attention and doing what they can.
Each of the field workers will have a special card that they carry around that they can refer to.
Each one, there's enough in there for each worker to have one. So they'll always have it with them, not just at a tailgate topic training or, you know, start of the season training. They've always got those little pocket guides with them.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.